I have so much for you. And I was meditating today, and he said, just pray. And I was meditating and meditating on the word. And I saw, he said, you know, on prayer line this morning, if you were on, he said that river is flowing. And I began to see like a volcano, that molten lava coming down, destroying stuff. But it was the fire of God. Say the fire of God. And I began to see that river. It was kind of like gold. It really wasn't water. And the stuff that's in there, I'm seeing it now. There's healing in that river. There's prosperity in that river. But I saw a house go by, and it was for somebody, and they didn't get it, and it just went on down the stream. Hallelujah. God is calling you to wake up. Come on now. Get in the river. Get to know me. Listen to my voice. Know who I am. Do what I say. You'll be able to stop your house when it comes by. Woo! You'll be able to have your provisions that he has for you. Are y'all cold? Because I'm getting hot. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a river flowing from the throne of God. And in that river is life. And more abundant life. You don't have to be without. There is ability. There is knowledge. There's understanding. Things that you puzzled over, you really hadn't thought about. Boom! When those two rivers come together, when the fire of the Holy Ghost, when the word of God, when faith and love come together. God says, it's yours. Say, it's mine. But you got to be willing to do what's necessary. And on the lesson that I had planned, and that was one of the things he was talking about, who he is and who you are and all he has planned. He said, but you got to be willing to do what it says. You got to be willing to what? Do what it says. You got to be willing to what? Do what he says. You got to be willing to what? Do what he says. You got to be willing to what? Just one thing that just came in my heart. He said, enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving in your heart. How many times do we come to church, especially on Wednesday? Oh, God. Oh, I just got to get up and go to church. I ought to stay home tonight. And then go flip on and watch it. Does the Empire still come on? You used to come on a Wednesday night. That's a nasty show. I never watched it, but one time I started watching it one time. And when I saw those two of same-sex people having, I never watched it again. Or whatever else comes on. Or whatever else comes on. Or whatever we're watching on our phones. Or whoever we're texting or the tweets, whatever else you do. That's not a put down. I'm just saying, is it worth it to you to get the word of God? Is it worth it to you to sit in the cold tonight to hear what you're hearing? You have to decide that. God is raising up people, going and coming, who are willing Kiaso tele brusando basikada rakone si aoste, who are willing to just yield and yield and yield, as Bishop said, and yield some more to the unction and direction of the Holy Ghost, who are willing to step out of the norm over into the spiritual and supernatural. Connect with God and do what he says. He says, I've got to have people in this day and time. I'm soon to return. Don't allow people to go to hell that I've assigned you to. And it's not always there's witnessing, going out witnessing. And then there's just living a life for some. And then, of course, in this day and time, there are a zillion ways to contact people. and be born again. Pastor Tracy said last night, he said he was talking about that the lasting effect of the word and what God is doing and all and other things. But this point that he made, he said, I went to Starbucks to get some coffee, and the lady was just kind of looking at him and wasn't really paying much attention. Well, he said a drink. He didn't say coffee. But yet, whatever. And she wasn't, and then finally she said, do I know you? I think I know you, shortened the story. And he said, well, you know. She said, where have I seen you before? He said, well, you know, I didn't know. She said, yeah, I know you. She said, it's been 20 years ago. You were at such and such a meeting in Tulsa. I got saved in that meeting. So what I'm saying is you have a lasting effect on people. Don't lead anybody to hell. Amen. I say that about parents with children, and I want everybody saved. But if you're not going to live saved, don't take your children to hell with you. Amen. 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 Let me get back on the word that I'm supposed to deliver. Just got a couple of minutes left. I'm going to ask you, how valuable is your relationship with God? How valuable is your pleasing God to you? Now, your mind and your pleasing God is valuable to him. And no matter what, he loves you. As long as you're alive and you're his, you have an opportunity to receive him as your Lord and Savior. You hear the gospel and you turn it down and you die, and that's the end of it. Because he's no longer connected with you. You made your choice. And so whatever you choose now is what's important. Whatever you choose now is what's important.